starting on the starting 11, like, was absolutely brilliant. I was in shock, actually, that I'd actually, you know, get in there in the first place. But they were all very supportive and stuff, all the girls. And before the game, I'd been talking to the captain, Cara Grant, and she just, you know, encouraged me the whole way and just taught me I'd be grand and just relax on the ball, that I'm good enough for it. So I was actually happy going onto the pitch. Like, the minute I got on there, the nerves just went out the window and I just played my game and just gave it 100%. But scoring the two goals then, yeah, I was absolutely delighted with it. It was a great experience, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose it's been a fantastic few years for you, like, and things have happened so fast since the Under-17 World Cup and getting the senior call-up and starting and scoring twice on your debut. Were you surprised yourself how things have progressed so fast?
Yeah, I actually was. Just, like, I started off with the Under-15s and just getting called up to the Under-17s straight away then, and just going to the World, even making it to the World Cup, you know, that was an experience of a lifetime going there. And I suppose, obviously, Sue Ronan was watching that World Cup and just, you know, keeping track of players and how they were doing and their fitness levels. And I just got the call up then. And yeah, I was really shocked, actually. It just happened so fast. I was only 17.
Yeah.
So it was a big shock to me and my family, obviously. But they really, and the friends, obviously, and they really encouraged me the whole way. And they were all delighted. But yeah, I was delighted, you know, to make that step up anyway. It was a really big step up. But as soon as I got in there, you know, it really worked out for me. And I've been doing well so far anyway, but hopefully now I can keep that going.
Yeah, how do you think things have gone? Cause obviously you got off to the perfect start against Wales, but since for the senior international team, how do you feel it's gone?
I thought it's gone really well, to be honest. I've been starting games, but then obviously I've been doing my leaving cert as well, and just, you know, I couldn't keep up that much training as I couldn't really balance it out that well. But, you know, for the Scotland game, then she just taught me that, you know, obviously they're just going to bench me because, I don't know, obviously after the leaving cert, I might have lost a bit of fitness and just they needed a bit of strength up there. But still, I just kept my head up and just kept going, and they brought me on in the second half, and hopefully I done well coming on as well and made an impact to the team.
Yeah, and do you feel you've nearly improved in the short time you've been with the senior squad, training with players of that calibre?
Yeah, I think I definitely improved training with them because, you know, there's players from England playing there and they're just more experienced than me, and just I learned a lot from them, playing with them in there, and yeah, it's been great. Hopefully I can just keep improving anyway with them. Yeah,
and I suppose, like, the last two games were down in Turner's Cross. Was that very special for yourself?
Yeah, it was great just to play in my hometown and have all my family and friends out there supporting me, and just, you know, they've been absolutely brilliant, and so have the Cork League, just got all the teams together, and just buses from Limerick even coming down to support, so it's been absolutely brilliant just to play in front of all them, and yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and just to talk about the club, Cork Women's FC, finished third in the National Women's League this season. I suppose got off to a bit of a shaky start, but settled down after a while.
Yeah, we did get off to a bit of a shaky start, but we didn't expect big things to come out of it. We were only starting together and we were just bonding with each other, getting used to each other, and like, it didn't go well at the start, but as we got to know each other more and stuff and just bonded with each other more, then we got on a roll then, like, started winning games, and, you know, we were very happy, and hopefully this year can continue like that as well, and, you know, have a good season then, yeah.
Yeah, just on the league itself, I suppose Piemont won it out, and Raheny were up there as well. I think they were 12 or 13 points ahead of you in the end. What's it going to take for you to kind of catch or to even close the gap on them next season?
I suppose we just got to keep doing what we're doing. I keep training hard, I suppose, and just that's it really, and just hopefully we'll be able to match them this year anyway.
Yeah, fantastic. And obviously you're doing so well. They will be talking about you maybe going cross-channel or something like that. Is that in your thoughts in the short-term future anyway?
It's in my thoughts, all right. I have to keep all options open, and all options open in Cork, obviously, as well. That's really, I'd love to just stay at home and just, you know, be with family and friends and just play with the girls and the Cork team. But, you know, going across to England as well, I could think about that as well. It's a really good opportunity, so I have to really think about it maybe in a few years, but I don't think I'm ready at this stage anyway.
I suppose just to look ahead to the rest of the year, what's in store for you in terms of internationals and in terms of the club as well, I suppose?
Internationals, just under-19s have the qualifying phase in October, and the seniors have two more games left against France away and Israel, so I have to keep fit now and, you know, just trying to get my fitness levels up for them games as well. And I'm in with the 19s and the 21st of July as well for a trial, so should be really good. And just the Cork team then, just training away for the league starting at the end of August.